The Toronto Blue Jays AAA Buffalo Bisons affiliate have a new manager. It is Gary Allinson, familiar to this organization from managing the Jays AA Farm Club in New Hampshire last year. And Gary Allinson joins us on the Jeff Blair Show. Gary, thanks for doing this, and congratulations.
Thank you. I appreciate it. I actually played in the Pan American Games in 1975 in Mexico City.
Okay. You're taking a shot at me for taking a shot at the Pan Am Games?
Take it whatever way you want. Well, I don't know if you played back then, but I did play them.
Yeah, no, I'm just kidding. You had a 19-year career as a, or you were former major league catcher, and you've managed in the minors for 19 years. You had a long career, and I wanted to ask you, is you were with the Jays AA affiliate last year, and is it moving up a level within the same organization? Are you able to sort of carry the same principles you had last year at AA up to AAA, even though, you know, you'll be having maybe a few older players in AAA?
I don't think that's a problem there. actually, this will be my ninth year managing in AAA. So, you know what, I don't really think it matters what level that you're at. It's baseball.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, regardless of whether you're playing a 30-game season in high school or 162 games in the major leagues, there's a way to play the game. And, you know, you just got to play the game hard. You know, I was a catcher, and I hustle all the time. And I know that's tough for some guys, so you just got to keep reminding them and stuff. You know, AAA is a tough level there. It's guys that, you know, if they're in the big leagues, are making $500,000 at least, or if they're in the minor leagues, they're probably making a little bit more than a tenth of that.
Mm-hmm.
Both of them there. So you have a tendency to put a little bit too much pressure on yourself and worry about things that you can't control. And, you know, once the game starts, that should be a cure-all for them, just to focus on the game and play the game, have fun and play hard.
I know from talking to Blue Jays people, Gary, one of the things they've pointed out, and again, we don't know how the final roster is going to shake out or anything, but the possibility that you and A.J. Jimenez will be able to work together, that has to be something that you're looking forward to. And I know people in the organization are kind of like the dynamic there. How do you view AJ, and how are you looking forward to having him again?
I heard a lot about AJ last year before I got him. He obviously started late because of the arm issues.
Yep.
And I didn't see the arm that I'd heard about, you know, cause he had surgery there, and I think he was kind of careful with it. They kind of changed his throwing motion there to protect his arm and stuff. And I think he needs to get back to throwing the ball the way he used to throw it. You know, most catchers are short armers. And he didn't have the arm strength last year, but he had quickness. He's a really good kid. He's a special guy. And
mm-hmm.
Did a very good job with the pitchers, calling a game, blocking balls, did a pretty good job swinging the bat. He did get into a funk the last couple weeks he was there. But he's a special kid. I had Matt Wieters with the Orioles in AAA ball and in the Arizona Fall League there. And for me, he's a similar guy.
Really? That's a pretty good compliment to give a guy.
Well, he's going to be a special kid. When his arm's playable in the big leagues, not everybody's got a plus arm.
Right.
But he has the quickness and the ball transfer to make up for it. If and when he gets that arm strength back there, he'll be really special.
Gary Allinson joins us on the Jeff Blair Show. He will be managing the Toronto Blue Jays AAA affiliate in Buffalo. Are there, when you talk about his arm strength, is this something that will be a focus in training camp, in spring training, I should say, or is it the type of thing you have to be, you have to exercise a little bit of caution because you don't want to overload the kid. You want the kid to kind of get the arm strength back with a normal progression.
Well, he had Tommy John, and with most pitchers mostly have the Tommy John surgery. It usually takes him a year and a half to come back from it, and he didn't have a year and a half in yet. And I just think with the change in his arm delivery and stuff, it wasn't natural for him.
Mm-hmm.
He probably had to think about. And I think once he gets back to the way he used to throw the ball and being confident with throwing that way there, I think he'll be fine.
I had a chance to talk to Alex Anthopoulos a couple of days ago, and he was talking about, we were talking about the starting rotation, which is still a work in progress, obviously, depending on what happens in free agency. But we're kind of running down what might be the rotation at AAA, comparing it to last year. Last year's AAA rotation was essentially a lot of minor league, well, in fact, it was five minor league free agents. You could be looking at guys like Drabek, Stroman, and again, we don't know how this shakes out, but it could be Hutchison, Stroman, Drabek, Nolan. You're going to have good young arms down at the AAA level, and some of those arms you're going to be familiar with from last year. Is there an art to managing young pitchers at AAA compared to a veteran pitcher at AAA?
Well, you know, I obviously with the veteran guys, I think they're more used to the lows when they go through them and stuff. Some of the younger guys have a little bit of a tough time with that. For an example, Sean Nolan, I believe, is a perfectionist. I had him last year. And he expects so much of himself there, and he has a high bar that he wants to attain, and he has a little bit of a tough time when things aren't going well.
Mm-hmm.
And it could be three or four pitches in a row, it could be a couple hitters, and beats himself up a little bit too much. He's got good stuff. He's got four major league pitches. He had a tendency to forget about his curveball last year, which I talked about there. He was concerned about that he didn't throw it hard enough. The velocity wasn't good enough. And I can't wait to see him there because I was watching the playoffs. You know, his curveball is 72, 73 miles an hour. It's a different speed. It's almost, you know, off his fastball, it's almost like a changeup.
Mm-hmm.
And like I said, he doesn't think he throws it, and there's not enough velocity. And I'm, who's the pitcher with the Dodgers? And it's Kershaw. I'm watching Kershaw in the playoffs throw his curveball 72 miles an hour.
Mm-hmm.
So that will be the first thing I tell him when I see him there because it complements everything else and sets the hitter off the speed of the fastball. And he's got a good one. And, you know, as long as he learns how to battle the tough times. Let's face it. I mean, big league pitchers, big league starters get 35 starts, something like that. There's probably 28, maybe in the minor leagues, and we have an innings limit that we give them and stuff. So every start he goes out, there's not going to be a quality one. Sometimes you got to ride through the rough times here and forget about it, move on. But he's got good stuff. Actually, I had all four of those guys. Hutchison for a couple of rehab starts along with Drabek. And Stroman came up, I believe, what Nolan did last year. He's got some special stuff.
Go ahead.
I just, everybody is concerned about how tall he is.
Mm-hmm.
But he's got really good stuff, and he's got a free, easy motion there, and the ball really comes out very well. He's got some life on his fastball there, and probably about three or four starts into once he came up to us last year, he came up with a changeup that I didn't see. And it really sets up the fastball real well. I mean, if he throws 93, 94, sometimes 95 miles an hour, and if that fastball follows that changeup there, it's like 98.
Hmm.
And very polished kid for, I believe last year was his first full year in the minor leagues here. So he's,
right.
I'd like to see him get a shot at you know, when I came up in the minor leagues, a AAA pitcher made the big leagues. It was never a bullpen guy. It was always a starter. And when he made the big leagues, he was a long reliever, and he evolved into being a starter. So this kid's got good stuff.
Gary, how did Sean react to that, to his call-up? Which and the Jays have said now, looking back, it was ill-advised. But it was a tough inning in a third. We saw it. It was six earned runs, seven hits. How did he handle that, having that happen and then going back down?
He was all right when he came back down. He was fine there, but, he could have gone. I mean, there's a number of pitchers that go out there in one start just and give it up.
Mm-hmm.
and still be a good pitcher. There's guys that, I had a guy that went up for me, I don't know, 4 years ago, 5 years ago in AAA that wasn't really pitching very well, but they needed a guy, and they started him against the Angels. They threw a two-hit shutout for eight innings.
Hmm.
And I was the last guy to thought that would ever happen. And he ended up not being really a big league pitcher. So my point is that some guys can pitch real well and not be a big league pitcher, and the reverse could happen too. So, like I said, you got to be able to roll with the rough outings. Marcus Stroman's second start in AA gave up eight runs in one-plus innings. This is
mm-hmm.
before he came up with a changeup against Portland and the kid Bogart took two homers off him there, but I got a feeling down the road Stroman's going to get the better half of him.
Stroman is, you know, we've had him on the show a couple of times. He's the big personality inside a little body, isn't he?
Confident kid, very confident, and I think once he gets up there, the atmosphere won't really bother him. He's got some special makeup.